Using Visual Studio and the web browser, I took a game that was originally created in 1992 using assembly into JavaScript and HTML5 on a modern day browser, essentially bringing the hit classic Night Trap back from the dead. Some of the most difficult parts included having to get the original footage from this game, tear apart each and every frame of more than an hour of video, and bring it into the browser, and recreating all of the gameplay in a completely new language that was not invented at the time when this game was originally created. I picked this because it was one of my favorite games as a child growing up, and because I had essentially developed the skills from working at Microsoft to fully realize that I had the ability to put this together, and it could only recently happen because of these sudden changes in technology we have not only in the browser, but also with our development tools. One of the things that was really inspiring along the way was after an article came out from Engadget, one of the original producers from the game of 1987 had reached out to me on Twitter. And sure enough, he was also a former Microsoft employee and said he would love to sit down and talk about this if I was ever in the Seattle area. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, I was there for PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo. On the first morning of the event, we went and had breakfast, and 4 hours later, we were still talking. A takeaway I'd like for all developers to have from this is that it's completely open source. I built a framework around this, so if you wanted to use it for your own interactive game or film, we'll call it, it's completely available and free on GitHub. You had asked me if I was able to do this 10 or 15 years ago, I would have said it was impossible, but now I strongly believe I have the best job in the world and an opportunity to showcase what we're working on to everybody as well.